Hare Krishna. Expressions reflect and reinforce emotions. Sometimes some people ask that why do you need to make a show of your devotion? Why do you have to publicly chant or publicly do devotional activities? Just keep it in your heart. God is there in your heart and He knows it. Yes, that is true. God is there in our heart and He knows our devotion. At the same time, we need to know that emotion is not just something of the heart. You know, emotions are meant to be expressed. Yes, sometimes there is excessive emotionality and that is undesirable. But expression of emotions is natural and necessary. So expression reflects emotion. Sometimes some people may just do a show of emotion without actually having emotions. Like sometimes say there are people who are professional criers or mourners. So if some big person dies, then such mourners are hired and they make a big show of crying. Now the emotion which they have over there, that is fake. There is no real emotion and there is no intention of acquiring any real emotion also. There is simply a attempt to fake it so that one can earn money. That is definitely undesirable. And that is not at all what is involved in the devotional expression of emotions. Say for example, when devotees chant and devotees sing, at that time it is the inner expression, inner emotion of devotion that is expressed through the public, through the public chanting of the holy names or through the public performance of devotional activities. And this expression, it reflects inner emotion. Naturally, if we meet someone whom we love, there is some way we will express that emotion. We may shake hands with them, we may embrace them, we may bow down to them, whatever it is. So the emotion is never internal and always meant to stay internal. It is always expressed. And the important thing is, somebody may argue that, oh, actually you don't have emotion. Yes, sometimes the expression may be there even when there is no emotion. And in this case, this is not hypocrisy if there is intention for emotion. So expression reflects emotion when it is present. And if the emotion is present only with a very slight degree, in a small degree, one wants to be feel devotion, but one is not feeling devotion, then expression reinforces devotion. That means, during such expressions, by such expression, one starts experiencing the emotion. So for example, when we start chanting the holy names, and we keep chanting the holy names, then gradually by chanting, by singing, we'll start feeling devotional. So expression reinforces emotion. And this connection between the two, Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita and 9.13 and 9.14. 9.13 he says, the internal conception of a devotee, Mahatma Nastu Mam Partha Daivim Prakriti Mashrita Bhajanti Ananya Manaso Gyatva Bhuta Dimamyayam. So Bhajanti Ananya Manaso, the devotee is focused on Krishna, having taken shelter of Daivim Prakriti Mashrita, of the internal potency, that is Radharani. That means the devotee is absorbed in devotion. And what happens when there is this absorption in devotion? There is external expression also. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dudabhrataha namashyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. In 9.14, Krishna says that satatam kirtayanto mam, these devotees constantly glorify me. Kirtan here means actually glorification. It is externalized, it is not just internal contemplation. So there is internal undistracted contemplation which leads to external uninterrupted glorification. And by this symbiosis of contemplation and glorification, by this synergy of emotion and expression, there is the rapid and ecstatic growth of devotion. Thank you. Hare Krishna.